Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Public speaking is something that Bob and I no longer struggle with. We can get up in front of a crowd of any number of people and be just fine. One reason is we've done it a bunch. Another reason? Because we've gotten some pretty good advice, as Bob will share at the beginning of this episode. Enjoy.
I never found that to be useful. Imagine everybody naked. You know something? Here, the best advice that anyone ever gave me when I was about to get on stage is, hey man, they all want to see you succeed.
Oh, that's great advice.
It's true, because people go to see somebody because they want to be entertained by them or they want to be inspired by them.
Yeah.
So their intention, their energy is actually a force that can push you toward actually achieving what they're expecting.
You're surfing on that wave.
I do that a lot. I go into the love mosh pit quite a bit in my talks. I don't actually leave my feet, but I do leave the stage, and I do like to get myself out in and among the audience. It feels best to me. I had a pretty small audience at 7 o'clock last week. And so I'm not comfortable being up on the well-lit stage when I've got 50 people in the audience.
Yeah.
I feel like that's too highfalutin. I got to get down there with my people. So I get down and I do deliver the stuff from the center of the room. Although on Friday, we had sound issues. Like, we're backstage. This is the first time I've ever heard this. Dead silence backstage right before show. We always hear the buzz of the crowd, the music that the tech's playing. There's no music playing, and there's no buzz of the crowd. So it was a small crowd. That explained no buzz of the crowd. But the no music was we're having some tech issues. And then when I came out, there was this like Voltron every time I spoke into the microphone. So as I'm saying, hey, let's give some love to our man in the booth, Austin, and pointing to the back of the auditorium, I see Austin walking by me next to the stage and then sitting on the stage with a fresh microphone for me, because my microphone was what was making that noise. So now I come in from the center of the stage back to the stage while I'm setting up the show, changing my microphone, never stop talking while I'm going from one microphone to the next, dropping it down my shirt and into my pants, and then we started the show. But it was like, that's how it started. And then those shows were pure organic fun. I mean, just...
You had a murderer's row of great performers Friday, it looked like.
I mean...
pictures I saw.
Having Joel and Emily in the same show is always like, they're just lightning sparks with each other, because they're both super fearless, and when they get together, they spark each other to do stupid things that are even more fearless, and they match each other's energy in such a perfect complementary way that it was a delight. And then we had to add to that two amazing veteran performers, Darren Viraday, who I haven't played with in a couple of years, and Jay Hopkins, whose play I've loved forever. He like Emily, is a little harsh with the audience at times. They just don't take any crap from people, or if people are acting stupid, they'll enjoy that stupidity with the rest of the audience, right? But to have all that energy on the stage, and then to have Tony Bonascorso coming into our 9 o'clock King of the Hill, everyone was on game, and they just played. And we had a judge that was throwing ones and twos. A judge who then, after a little pep talk, was throwing all fives.
Oh.
Here was the pep talk. You can at least smile when you're throwing those ones and twos, I said to her from the stage after her third one or two. And she said, oh, okay. And then she started throwing fives. And the funny thing was, the dour old man who was sitting next to her, when she threw the fives and we got all fives and had a dance party, he was in the aisles dancing while she was enjoying him dancing. And I believe, to tell you the truth, she threw her first five, saw her man dance like that, and said, all fives from this point forward.
Oh, very nice.
And he was adorable. He was so, it was like, she looked like she was serious the whole time. And he looked that way too until she threw the fives. And then it was like, unleash this puppy and let him dance.
He probably thought they were going to the discotheque, and she brought him there because she got a Groupon or something along those lines.
Well, if you could hear the way that they played that scenario in the green room, it was him saying, we go out one time a month, one time a month, and I want to have a good time, and you're throwing ones and twos, you know. And it was like, and that was Emily, by the way, who was playing the role
that
of the husband.
Sense.
It was so fun. So there's that.
Makes sense.
You would think that after 23 years of hanging around the performing geniuses at SAC Comedy Lab that I'd get bored and decide to do something else with my time. Truth is, I still can't get enough of improv and the joy and thrill that comes from sharing a stage with good friends who know how to rock an audience. My rule in life is, if it's fun and it makes you happy, do more of that. I'd recommend that to you too, my friend. That does it for this episode of The Dose. Be sure to come back next week. Until then, have a great weekend.